Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness with High Dive on Island 106.9 WIISQS. Before that, the Unlikely Candidates did Novocaine. Friday Pilots Club did Glory. The Jacks did Walk Away. And you heard Fantagram way back there with Into Happiness. It's Too Early. That's the name of the show. Good morning. I'm Gwen Filosa, and I'm super excited. My guest today, he used to work for the city as the bicycle and pedestrian coordinator, the bike guy. And he now is a big member, a player in the Car Free Key West movement, Chris Hamilton.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks.
Is it too early?
It's way too early.
You look great. You look like you've been up since four.
Oh, I had to set the alarm. I had to, do all that stuff. I usually get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So,
okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time and coming down here. And let's just jump right into it. What is Car Free Key West?
Well, I'd been doing Car Free stuff for the last 30 years of my mm-hmm. life, back in Washington, D.C., and then a little bit here in Key West when I arrived. And I just felt like I could still contribute, even though I wanted to do different things for work.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I don't do it for work anymore, Roger McVeigh and I started Friends of Car Free Key West. And it's just a Facebook website where we share information about what other cities are doing to make their cities more walkable, bikeable, transit-friendly, car-free streets. And what we're trying to do is shine a light on the positive things the city are doing
mm-hmm.
and to encourage the city and citizens to make our downtown more walk, bike, and transit friendly.
That's great. And now I'm going to be honest with you. I like to drive.
I know.
How do you know?
You have a puppy.
I have a dog, and he should be walking more, but he loves the car. He loves the car. No, but I'm from a small town. I lived in New Orleans for a while, where walking can be dangerous. Got to be careful where you're not just the streets, but the crime. But in Key West, it's just such a wonderful walkable place. And yet I resist it. I don't know why. I mean, what should I do?
Well, maybe you don't have to resist it. I mean, the whole idea is that if we can get a few more people biking, walking, and taking public transit, then it makes the streets less congested for those people that have to do it, for mm-hmm. those people that maybe have kids or puppies or they're older, whatever the reason is. Some people have to drive. Mm-hmm. Some people need to drive for work and other things like that. What Key West needs to do is perhaps just aim it at the tourists and aim it at the people that can make that switch. And so one of the things that research around the country shows is that if you change the physical environment, if you make it easier and safer to walk or to bike, and that might mean making the sidewalks wider. It might mean building bulb outs at intersections.
What's that?
A bulb out is where, how the curves on a lot of street are real easy for cars to make a right-hand turn.
Oh.
They're swoopy.
Swoopy.
If you build a bulb out so that the car has to make a really hard right instead of a swoopy right,
oh.
It slows the car down and okay. It's safer at the intersections.
You've probably never seen
these
that.
In some other places.
Because you can really whip it around.
And then
you're in the middle of the
And so in a downtown
crosswalk.
Especially, you want to make it harder for a car to go fast. And you can do physical things with the environment. You could separate bike traffic in some places from car traffic by moving the parking out away from the curb and letting the bikes go in between the curb and the parking.
Oh, okay.
That makes it safer for the bikes, and research shows that cars think it's safer too because they're not going right up against a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Key West could do like other cities are doing and put in some of these infrastructure fixes, more people would bike and walk, and especially the tourists. If we can get them to do it, if we can get them not to bring a car down to Key West in
or
the
rent
place,
a car. They're always renting.
The first thing they do is they get off the ferry and they get off the airport.
I see them at the airport. They're like, I need a giant car and a map. And I'm like, okay.
So yeah. Take an Uber downtown and walk and rent a bike.
Yeah, save the hundreds of dollars. And I do have some questions that are just about me because it's all about me, Chris. Yes, I almost hit a couple of bikes recently. One was on Stock Island at night. These two guys in the middle of the road, College Road, no lights, no reflectors. Guys, I want to tell you, I know that you're listening. I mean, super scary for me because I just didn't see him until my headlights kind of flashed. And the police are doing an education thing where they are pulling these people over, and you can get like a big ticket, like $70 ticket. What you know, people think, oh, I don't need them. You know, I can see the cars. I mean, how you know?
You're right.
Thank you.
When I'm biking downtown, I don't need the lights on my bike to see. The light is good enough to see. But I light up my bike. I've got a light in the front, a light in the back. I put some fairy lights all over the bike just to make sure that a car can see me. And I think it's incumbent upon anybody who's out there on a bike, the little lights you can get that would allow a car to see you aren't more than $5.
And they look so cool.
Yeah. So, we just need to educate people more. I think some people might not realize that it's not for them to see. It's for cars
for me to
see them.
You, people. Yeah. And then yesterday I was on Whitehead. I did not see this bicyclist on the we were going the same direction. I don't know what if it was north, east, west. We were going towards the Hemingway House.
I still get those mixed up around here.
I know. I didn't see her. And I went to take a ride on Truman. It wasn't that close, but I was just, I felt terrible. Does she have the right of way because she's on a bike going in the same direction, going through an intersection? Or is it Darwinian? You just really need to look out for what can hit you.
You need to look out.
Okay.
Cars just need to slow down.
I did yell at her. You need to look too, but she didn't hear me. Because it was scary. And she kind of stopped and looked at me, and I was like, dude.
Well, and it's scary for the bike person, too.
Oh, she looked terrified. I mean, she was clearly a tourist and was like, I'm never coming back here
as
again.
As scared as people get in a car when they encounter that type of situation, imagine being on a bike and a 2,000-pound vehicle is suddenly coming at you. Your life flashes before your eyes. And it can happen a lot. But I think Key West streets are generally safe.
Mm-hmm.
I bike everywhere.
You do.
We don't own a car.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no. You save a lot of money that way.
So much money. You can bike, you can walk, and you can, you know, the car ride shares are not that, you know. You could hitchhike.
Yeah,
no,
you
don't
could
do
Uber.
That. No. You could Uber, you could Lyft, you could, you know, bum rides.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who does that. She's like, will you come get me? I'm like, look.
It's Key West. That's what we do. And it's only like 4 or 5 miles to get to the furthest.
So close. Yeah. And there's when people complain about the traffic, I make fun of them. Because
oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm from Washington, D.C.
I was going to say, you're from the D.C. area.
Yeah.
So you know traffic.
We have it so easy here. When I hear people complain about the backups at the Triangle,
you might have
Doom
to wait 5
and all
minutes.
That stuff, right? Yeah. And the biggest backup right now we have is at Popeyes.
Oh my gosh, it is. And then everyone's doing this stuck in the right lane. I mean, it goes on for, it was a while. It's like a half a football field. And they go, I need to get in the left lane. Like I don't, you know, so it's very dangerous. I've been keeping people updated on that on my Facebook. No, I'm teasing. But
I want to try the sandwich.
I do too, but I'm not going to wait. If there's more than two cars in a drive-thru, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, we visited Washington, D.C. in September for the first time since we'd moved here in 2015. And we went straight to a Popeyes to get the chicken sandwich, and they were out.
Oh, no. They're loving the attention, and you got to be careful. Some people are fighting over them. Not like one guy,
yeah.
But it made news. Chris Hamilton is my guest this morning. He friends of Car Free Key West, and of course he worked for the city and was the bicycle and pedestrian coordinator. You worked on the Duval Loop, the bus that goes around that is immensely popular.
Yeah, that was one of the funnest
Took
things
off.
I got to work on. I had moved to the island because I love the island,
mm-hmm.
A few months after I moved here, I saw that there was a job opening, and I remember going to the interview with the planning director at the time, and he put a map on the table, and he sketched out what he thought we needed to do downtown, and he said if we had a circulator bus that could get all the tourists and the workers out of their cars, we could start to remake downtown into a more friendly place, that it wouldn't be so congested and crowded. And he sold me right there. I was like, okay, I'll take the job. This sounds like a fun thing to
do. That's great. And we were lucky to get you because you did this work in the D.C. area, right? You did something.
Yeah, I worked for, if people know Washington, D.C., there's Arlington County is just outside of Washington across the Potomac River. And I worked for them for 23 years in the transportation department, where my only job was to promote public transportation. Mm-hmm. And to show you the sea world of difference between like a little town like this and Washington, there were 65 people working for me that did nothing but promote the subway.
You have to there.
Biking, walk. Yeah.
You have to get people to take that. And they have a great train system, subway system?
Awesome system. But one of the cool things about the work I was doing there is you can build all the great infrastructure you want, but if you don't educate people about mm-hmm. how to use it, that it's better, what it can do for you, make you happier and healthier and stuff like that, you can get 15 to 30% more usage out of that bus route if you do good marketing and promotion. And so that was my job, and I loved doing it.
That's so great. And how long, I mean, did you grow up riding a bike, or have you always been kind of, or did you just fall into it?
I grew up in like Levittown suburbs outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And so as soon as I was 18 years old, I was like, oh, forget the suburbs, move to the city. Walked and biked everywhere. I mean, I don't know why.
If you could,
it just felt more natural.
Yeah, I bet. And if you could get a car, what car would you get? A Camaro?
Oh, wow. I have no idea.
You don't have to answer that.
Like, my first car was a Dodge Dart Swinger.
Oh, awesome.
And that was a really cool mini muscle car.
Mm-hmm. The Dart was great. Now, today it's kind of weird, but sorry, Dodge. Chris Hamilton is my guest, and we're talking about Car Free Key West. The city has made strides. They added some, at least a bicycle lane on Southard. And they've made some strides in promoting the Duval Loop, which, again, is just, I always see tons of people waiting for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have increased parking, which I don't know. I doubt that's to promote walking and stuff, but it's a big money maker.
I think the city has done some good things in the last few years, and mm-hmm. They should be encouraged to do more. The Duval Loop is a really big thing for the city. And in fact, the transit department, Key West Transit, is putting in a new 10-year plan right now. And they're going through a process. And what they're going to do is redo all the routes over a course of 10 years, simplify them. Right now, the city buses run from 90 minutes to 120 minutes apart. I mean, who is going to take transit?
I've never taken the bus.
You have
to
time it like that, right? But if it came every 15 minutes,
yeah, like the Duval Loop. And yeah. I've never ridden the bus, and that makes me, because I love public. When I'm going to Chicago tonight, and I can't wait to ride the train. It makes me so happy to just not have to worry about even being in a car in a city. It annoys me because you hit traffic, or it's just not as cool as getting on that train. And when I go to New York, sometimes I ride it just for fun. I'm strange.
But lots of people do.
It just feels good.
It's freeing. It's freedom.
And what about trolleys for Key West? I think a trolley that just runs from Newtown down to, it probably would be a disaster. But
well, in the early 1900s, we did have a trolley.
We had streetcars?
We had streetcars here in Key West. I don't know how long it lasts, but I've seen the maps.
Wow.
The cigar makers built them. There's a cigar place on, anyway, they built one of the first trolleys, and basically it was to get their workers from around town to the factory that was slightly outside of downtown.
Okay, smart.
And so everybody benefited. I think you're right. If they put some trolley tracks,
I just think it would be great.
Down, it would be.
It would
fantastic.
Be so cute. Because I lived in New Orleans for a long time, and we would take the streetcars. They took a while. They're not the streetcars in New Orleans are not meant for speed, but they do get you from point A to point B, and they've added some streetcars and lines, and it's just so easy to get around. Where
yeah, and even when they're going 10 or 15 miles an hour, you're still going to get there faster than if you walk.
Than if you walk,
or if you took a car and had to park it.
And it just feels cool. With what are some things that you wanted to share with us today about?
Well, at Car Free Key West, we're going to be doing a countdown of the top 10 transportation stories in Key West. And so there's a lot of stuff going on. I could read a few of those to you.
Yeah, tell us.
Like the city is thinking about doing the Admiral's Cut. And
okay.
That's a good thing.
Because at Mallory Square.
Yeah, it would make it easier to walk between where the Custom House is and the park. That's a good thing. The city manager just released an RFQ to figure out how to upgrade Duval Street to make it more pedestrian friendly.
That's right. There's been a lot of talk about maybe making that pedestrian mall, or at least more friendly, wider sidewalks.
Exactly. And so, I applaud Greg for bringing in some firms. Mm-hmm. And trying to figure this out. And so we'll start to get some information from those people over the next year. And maybe we could improve Duval Street. I think I mentioned that the Key West Transit is doing their development plan. You mentioned that the city has been working on redoing parking.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of those sort of levers in the toolbox to make a place more car-free. And so they've been ratcheting up the parking downtown, putting in more parking meters. At the same time, they've also been making it easier for residents and people who work downtown.
They have.
To find cheaper places by getting permits and stuff like that. So I applaud the city for making it a little harder for a tourist to drive up and down Duval, and making it easier for those of us who live here and want to drive to get downtown and enjoy downtown, because I think that's really important.
What are some other stories that are important transportation news in Key West?
I think the biggest story would be like the city completed the 5 crosswalks.
That's right. They're a lot different.
On North Boulevard.
A lot easier as a driver. And I think, and people are using them. Someone was complaining to me, they don't hit them. And I'm like, I see them a lot. And so much safer. That whole stop and go, and one lane would stop and the other one would not. And it was very dangerous for people that that need to cross North Roosevelt. It's a little intimidating.
It is, and now it's safer.
So it's totally safer.
And I think drivers have gotten used to it. I ride my bike up and down North Roosevelt all the time. Somebody presses that button, the cars stop. It seems to work.
You know when the red light really is different than the flashing yellow, which made no sense. Sorry, state.
I think the other big thing the city did this year was they adopted a bicycle and pedestrian master plan back in March.
Oh, they did. Okay,
they did, and so they've got. And it was one of the things I got to work on while I was at the city. But so they've got a plan and a roadmap for the next 15 years on what to do. And the new transportation coordinator, Tim Staub, is already working with this really cool Miami firm called Street Plans, Tactical Urbanism,
mm-hmm.
What they're calling the Greenway. And there's a path along Seidenberg and Staples.
That's right. The path that, right. Yeah, I live right by, well, the Staples Bridge. That's not really the path.
Yeah. It is part of the path, yeah. But they're concentrating on the southern half of the path.
Okay, right, cause, so you could just go straight from Newtown to downtown on that path.
And not have to get on Flagler, not have to get on North Roosevelt.
Those people on Flagler are my heroes. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they do it either.
I don't.
I avoid it. Because I go to Stock Island 3 or 4 times a week, mm-hmm, and on my bike, and I go right up the middle on what they're calling the Crosstown Greenway.
That's what the Crosstown Greenway is all about.
Which is Von Pfister, Seidenberg, Staples, Duck, out to, and what they're going to do is some really fun stuff. What they found in other cities is rather than make these big plans and spend millions of dollars on infrastructure, putting it in, and then it maybe not work, they do what they call tactical urbanism, and they put down some paint, and they put out some planters, and they put out some boards, and they temporarily try to mimic what you might do. And so,
nice.
They've been working with the community. They've already had 4 community meetings. We've got the information up on our Facebook page. And they're asking the residents what would calm the traffic, what would slow down the cars, and what would make it safer for biking and walking, because the city has designated that sort of Crosstown as the way to get up and down if you're on a bike. They don't want people taking Flagler. They'd rather you not take North Roosevelt unless you're going to one of those shopping plazas.
And I live steps away from the Staples pedestrian bridge, the bicycle bridge. And it's a very bike friendly neighborhood, Staples and Seidenberg. People look out there. A lot of the locals ride their bikes, and it's very safe.
Yeah. And so when I hear negative things about the conflicts between bikes and cars, that's not my experience.
Mine neither. I've lived there for a few years.
Yeah. And when I'm riding my bike through Newtown, I'm always amazed. I'll start to stop at an intersection, and they can see, the car can see you that can, that's sort of a, yeah, a pain in the butt.
And they let you through.
Yeah. They wave you through, and it happens to me all the time. So I think Key Westers get it.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
They look out for each other. They're very aware that people bike around here. In fact, 20% of Key Westers bike to work, and we could make that
for
a lot.
Real.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great percentage for America.
It's probably one of the top numbers in all the country.
I mean, that's
that. And it could be higher.
It could be higher. And I love one thing about my Newtown neighborhood with the bikes. It just makes it feel so small town, and it's really nice to see. I'll see families with their little trikes and little babies on there, and kids bike to school, and adults are going to work.
It's a small town. That's why I love living here.
It's so amazing. Yeah. But okay, let's get back to me. I'm afraid to ride a bike. I am. Do you wear a helmet?
No.
Okay, but I'm afraid that I'm going to get, and I'm afraid I'm going to have a flat tire. What do I do if I get a flat tire?
Walk the bike to the nearest shop.
No, I'm calling you.
Call a cab. they all have racks.
That's true.
They'll send one with a rack. The most you're going to have to walk is a couple miles.
You're right.
Do it. I just find Key West very safe. We got rid of our helmets when we moved here. You know, they don't wear helmets in Europe.
They don't?
No, and it's because so many people bike that it's just safe. Mm-hmm. There's the research that shows there's safety in numbers. Mm-hmm. And so the accidents happen on the roads where people aren't used to seeing bikes, or in cities where bikes are an anomaly. But in places where lots of people bikes, the cars are used to it. The people on bikes obviously are used to it. And so the interactions are much safer. And, you know, you don't really need to wear a helmet.
What about where do you stand on a tricycle or a bicycle taking up a whole lane on North Roosevelt, which they can do? They're allowed to do.
Yeah, they are, and that's the law. And
would you do it?
I don't.
Okay.
I ride on the pathway.
Which is wide and nice. Yeah.
But it's their right. And the reason FDOT says that is because in a lot of places they don't have a beautiful path right there on the side. And the path is often congested itself. There's a lot of poles. It gets narrow in some points.
And there's too many driveways. You can't ride on that one side. People do.
Yeah.
There's like 100 driveways in the Popeyes traffic.
It's true. And so that's why people going in and out of all those places have to realize that, you know, there's a good percentage of Key Westers who are biking and walking. And you need to look both ways, no matter what way you're turning into traffic. You just need to be more aware around here because we have so many more bikers.
And again, I take a Darwinian approach to transportation. When I'm walking in a city, if I see cars, man, I'm just like, go ahead. If I'm driving and there's a big semi truck, I'm like, you go ahead, sir. You're a working man. I'm not going to, I on a bike, I would defer. What kind of bike should I get?
A cruiser.
Okay.
Yeah. When we moved here, we had our DC bikes, and those are like, you know, $700, $800, $900, $1,000 bikes with thin tires. And
you need the road bike, right? For DC?
You think you do. You probably don't. Well, And here in Key West, a cruiser works. You're going 9 or 10 miles an hour. That's as fast as you need to go anywhere. I can zip around town.
Do you have a cruiser? What are you rocking right now?
It's a Sun Atlas cruiser. And I got something that's a little more hardy just because I didn't want to have to take it to the shop every 6 months. But what I've learned is that the shops around here are fantastic.
They really are. They're
helpful.
The
people at WeCycle, the people at the bike shop, you walk in with a flat tire and they'd stop everything.
They do. I had that once and I couldn't believe they put it right up and they fixed it. I think it was $10 or something. I don't know. It was totally nominal. And I appreciated that. Now, have you ever been a bike racer or a triathlete?
No. To me, bikes are utilitarian. They're fun. Mm-hmm. And they're for transportation. I've never been one of those spandex guys.
Roger is. Just
he is.
I know Roger.
He does it for exercise.
Okay. He's not a
yeah, I'm just
competitive.
Getting around.
We're just getting around. And no, there's so many triathletes here. That's why I wondered if you became one of them.
Right. No, not yet. You know, I've been wanting to do the Smart Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's for a good cause. And
it must be a great experience. Every year I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then I'm like, I'm not taking a spin class.
So maybe next year we'll do it together.
We will do it together. I had a friend who did it once, smoking the cigarettes the whole way. I thought that was great. Go Tommy. Tommy. Chris Hamilton's been my guest today. Is there anything I didn't ask that you wanted to get out there?
No.
Wow, we did a great...
talk about the Nationals?
Oh, wait, the Nationals. Now, I followed the World Series through your Facebook page because baseball, I don't start watching till October because that's when I choose a team to...
Yeah, and that's a good way. You know, I listened to you and Greg talk about baseball, and mm-hmm. I remember you guys saying something about it being boring.
Sorry.
And I think during the regular season, you're right. Like, we'll have the Nationals on in the background with the sound off.
And if some great play happens,
yeah,
they'll show
it. It's 162 games. No game ever matters, but it's just that part of your life.
So you love baseball.
Oh, God. Yeah.
How long have you been in? I mean, that's since the inception or...
Since my grandfather and my father brought me into RFK Stadium to watch the Senators.
Senators. What a great name for a team from D.C.
Yeah. And then they left.
Oh, they left. And I thought it was so great when D.C. got back a pro ball team.
Oh, yeah. Because I had season tickets for the 10 years that I was there and that they were there. I had Redskins season tickets for 35 years. So.
Wow. That must have been painful for some of that.
Not in the glory days.
No, the glory days. I remember that. What was the guy that ran a lot?
John Riggins.
Yes, John Riggins. He would go to the sideline and get oxygen because that's how hard. And my dad would go, that's how hard he runs. And I was like, man, that guy is like a tank. I like a big man who can run fast on the football field.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we miss Fantasy Fest because of baseball.
Well, you did, and congratulations, because you're a Nats fan, and they have the best uniforms, too. That W?
Cool. Yeah.
Come on. I had a hat for a while.
Yeah, I'm still wearing it on my clothes, my shoes. The shoes I'm wearing right now have W's on them.
But that was their first World Series championship, or am I...
It was for that franchise.
For the Nationals, not the Senators.
Senators last won it in 1924, right?
Wow.
So that was pretty cool for the city.
Now, did you get to go up there for any games, or were you?
No, I couldn't afford that.
Yeah, that would be crazy. That would be like all. That's like when people go, "I'm going to the Super Bowl," and I'm like, "I had no idea you were a multimillionaire,
right?
Or have really good friends." But Chris Hamilton, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much, Car Free Key West. Check it out on Facebook, Friends of Car Free Key West. And I'm gonna get a bike now because of you.
Yeah,
for the new year.
Let's go riding.
And I'm probably gonna buy a used bike. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. That's the best way.
I like. Is it Jamis or Jamis?
Do you know how to pronounce it?
I don't either. I want one of those. So if anyone out there, give me a bike, and I'm gonna learn. When they say you never forget. Yeah, I'm a little wobbly.
You do.
I'm a little wobbly.
You notice the tourists, right? They wobble all over the place.
They're wobblier than I am. But you've been awesome. I hope you come back.
I'd love to.
You come back anytime you want, and have a great and productive day. And if I don't see you, have a great, great Merry Christmas, New Year's.
You too.
And stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. This has been It's Too Early. We're going to have an important message right now, and then we're going to wrap up with the news. I'm actually taking a few days off, kids. I'll be back Monday morning at 8:15. It's Too Early is on every weekday at 8:15 a.m. And Wayne Dapser is going to fill in for me. He's wonderful. Thank you, Wayne, for doing that. So we will have a morning show. And again, I'm going to Chicago. I got to get off the rock, man. It's been a long time. So here we go. Stick around for the news. And again, thank you all for tuning in today. Have a great and productive day. And keep it right here for the best in new alternative rock right here on Island 106.9.
Celebrate your birthday with a free trip on the Fury. Need something fun and exciting to do for your birthday this year? Fury Water Adventures is the perfect way to celebrate. Take the kids on a glass.